9919 Violet Waters, east of Road 516, 700 feet north of Road 525. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement and a special use exception to expand the existing daycare facility. Would you come up and be sworn in, ma'am? State your full name and address.
Violet Waters, 24297, Concord Pond, Seaford, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right. Let me take this. Here's some.
Good evening, ma'am.
Evening.
You're willing to add on to your present
Yes, right now I have a large family daycare home, and I would like to expand it to a daycare center. Mm-hmm. I would like to add on additional room and change the whole building into a center, a small center.
So that you can accommodate 75 children?
Up to
75 children. Okay, is there going to be any change in your hours of operations that you already have?
Right now, I think I'm like from 7 to like 11:30, like at nighttime.
7 to 11:30?
Yeah.
And is this five days a week?
Yeah, I would like to expand it to 24 hours, not that I would start off that way, but in the future, so I would not have to come back again if I would decide to change my hours.
It's still be 5 days, 24 hours a day?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the age of the children you'll be taking care of?
From 18 months and up.
18 months and up. Okay.
How many children are you licensed for now?
Right now, I'm licensed for 14.
Okay. What are your hours now?
My hours now are from 7 to 11:30.
How many employees do you have now that help you?
I have a full-time and a part-time person at the present time.
Two. So how many do you expect to have for a 24-hour operation?
Well, like I said, I probably will not start off, and if I was to go like 24 hours during nighttime, I would probably have no more than maybe like up to like 12 at nighttime.
12 children?
Yeah, okay. But I would have no more than that.
Doesn't the state have some regulation rule about how many adults per children you have?
Yes,
to have?
It all depends on the age.
Okay. And the addition measures what? Is that the 32 by 32?
27 by 32.
Okay.
37 by 32. Okay. All right. Are there any further questions from the members of the board? Mr. McKay?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I do have one question, and maybe you already addressed it. The,
mm-hmm.
the reason that you want the addition on the front and not the back?
In the back, there is a septic system directly in the back. So I want it to expand to the back, but...
You can't go to the side either. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Again, hearing no opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I can move to take case number 9919 under advisement.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9919 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. and your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, or maybe a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.